Good morning, children of God. Welcome to Creation for Kids and Miss Nancy, who is so excited to continue on in this amazing story of how Adam and Eve were the first man and woman created by God. Today we're going to start back in Genesis 3, and we're going to read through different verses so that we can put together the story after man and woman were created and lived in a perfect place. Genesis 3:1. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the other wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die." "You will not surely die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Then the man and his wife heard the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because of this, because you have done this, cursed are you above all the livestock and all the wild animals." This man and woman lived in the garden, and God gave one command: do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Woman added to the command and listened to the serpent. Everything in the garden changed. Adam and Eve realized they were naked. God told her she would have pain-bearing children. Man would work hard all of his life. Adam now named his wife Eve because she was the mother of all living things. God sent them out of the garden and posted angels and a flaming sword to guard the way to the trees of life. Thank you, God, for your holiness. Help us be strong in you today. Amen. God bless you.